It is college graduation season, a time of celebration and optimism, and also a lot of anxiety. I was definitely more the anxious type. And so for guidance and inspiration, many colleges turn to commencement speakers.
No matter where you wind up, you can create a thriving community of your own if you're willing to put in the same kind of energy and effort that you invested here at Virginia Tech.
Making a difference has its own rich reward.
Learning is all about taking chances and rolling up your sleeves and working hard. Now, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But one thing is for sure, if you never try, you're never going to win.
Class of 2017. And I will always love you.
Presidents and poets and entrepreneurs and comedians, the speakers these days are often the most anticipated part of the graduation ceremony. So, meet Christina Negru.
Growing up in Romania, I didn't even know what a commencement speech is.
For nearly a decade, she's been collecting commencement speeches on her website, Graduation Wisdom, the best commencement speeches and quotes.
I would have never guessed that I would make it my mission to dispel the idea that all graduation speeches are boring. I found out there are two aspects. First of all, for the best speeches, the speaker has to be good at introspection to really take the time to look back at their lives.
The three lessons that have had the greatest impact on my life have to do with feelings, with failure, and with finding happiness.
And
so you want
second,
a roadmap, is what you're saying.
Yes,
how'd you get up there?
But then the most important thing is to use stories to illustrate the advice that they want to share.
So here I am, 22, making $22,000 a year, and yet it didn't feel right. The news director said to me at the time, nobody's going to remember Oprah, so we want to change your name. We've come up with a name we think that people will remember and people will like. It's a friendly name. Susie.
You see, there's a really fine line. It's really easy to end up with a list of platitudes and cliches like, you know, big dream and follow your heart. And those are just not resonating with the audience. Human beings have this capacity of responding emotionally to stories. So this emotional response is what makes our brains commit the information to long-term memory. So we end up with memorable speeches.
You collect commencement speeches. Give me a couple of speeches that really stand out to you, some of your favorites.
One of the first one I read even before I started the website is by Steve Jobs, who I guess doesn't need an introduction. It was given at Stanford University in 2005.
I had a scan at 7:30 in the morning, and it clearly showed a tumor on my pancreas.
He talks about the time when he was first diagnosed with pancreatic cancer and the terrifying day when he was waiting for the results of his biopsy.
My doctor advised me to go home and get my affairs in order, which is doctor's code for prepare to die.
The fact that we are all going to die is, in his opinion, the main tool to avoid, you know, the trap of thinking that we have something to lose.
You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart.
And, you know, to follow our courage to pursue our passions.
What could have been cliched, follow your dreams, trust yourself, turns into something quite different when the speaker says, you're all going to die someday.
Yeah.
Another one of your favorites came from Jennifer Lee at the University of New Hampshire in 2014. Now, this is not a speech that I know, but Jennifer Lee was the woman who wrote Frozen, which is a movie I have watched with my niece at least 700 times. Mm-hmm. What did she have to say?
I really love this speech because she really opens up again with personal narrative.
I was as graceful as a pile of pickup sticks. My hair was perpetually knotted, stains on the clothes. I was basically a target for bullies. And I was bullied severely for years.
She uses a nice metaphor. She was wearing the nasty lenses of self-doubt.
And you know, people talk about the dangers of the rose-colored glasses, but let me tell you, the lenses of self-doubt are far worse. They're like nasty and thick and big and filthy, and they're covered in swamp scum, and there's like a family of snails living on them, and it's like impossible to see past them.
How do you think social media has changed commencement speeches? I mean, you've been watching them since before the days of everything being Twitterable in, you know, a split second after it's said.
Nowadays, of course, there's way more pressure on the speaker because of social media and sharing the information around the globe, essentially. But what I say is that with great pressure comes great opportunity, because the speeches, even by not so well-known speakers, can go viral.
So wake up, lift your voices until you've patched every hole in a child's broken sky. Wake up, every child, so they know of their celestial potential. I've been the black hole in a classroom for far too long, absorbing everything without allowing my light to escape. But those days are done. I belong among the stars, and so do you.
So it's very nice. It's a great opportunity because you can share the advice, not just with the graduates, but with a lot more people.
We're living in a country that is increasingly politically divided, or at the very least, it feels that way. Do you think that the political climate might contribute to a change in the kinds of speakers that universities are booking, or in the kind of speeches that are being given?
Because of the current socio-political environment we have today, I think we're going to see more people paying attention to high-profile Democrats giving speeches this year, which it might not have happened in the past. So, you know, it's Hillary Clinton at Wellesley College, Bernie Sanders, Senator Joe Biden, Senator Cory Booker. So people will pay attention to what they say. And then I think speakers will face more apprehension on whether they should address the current environment. And I think quite a few of them will emphasize the importance of not taking our democratic institutions for granted. Anna Quindlen, in her speech this year at Washington University in St. Louis, she says that it's very difficult to craft a commencement speech, even in a year when the country does not seem to be going through a nervous breakdown. So I love that.
Christina Negrut has been collecting commencement speeches for almost a decade. You can find her favorites on her website, Graduation Wisdom, the best commencement speeches and quotes. Christina, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.